Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection. The Life of St. Philip Neri by Antonio Galonio, Book 1, Section 2. You could not find anyone more decent, affectionate, and good-looking than Philip. He behaved respectfully to grown-ups, got on easily with his contemporaries, and was kind to the little ones, apparently incapable of anger. The result of all this was that he was universally popular and was commonly called Pippo Buono, Good Pippin, a nickname which simply meant that Philip was a good-living boy. It followed that our boy, who had been called to serve the Lord, used to go to church regularly. And even at the age of 11, around the year 27 of this century, was happy to sit in church and listen to the preachers of the Word of God. Among those, the most notable was the friar called Baldolino of the Humiliati Brethren. He used to tell amazing stories about his sanctity, which, for the sake of brevity, I will admit. Yes, it must have been in the year of Christ 1527 that Philip attended the sermons of that servant of God. He spent his early years in learning to read and write well, and to good avail, for he gained much from those studies. His teacher was called Clement, who was quite good enough at Latin for the period. Philip did not only make progress in the humanities, but much more so in his religion. He was always devoted to his stepmother, and so kind to her when she grew old, that she was deeply attached to him, and quite carried away with grief when he left his native place. So sad and upset was she. When she fell into the disease from which she was not to recover, she constantly had Philip's name on her lips and appeared to be looking at him from time to time as if he were there with her. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, teacher of teachers, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, gentle God of youth, patron of thy own, vessel of the Holy Ghost, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Philip Neri had teachers. We don't know a lot of their names, but we know some of them. Clement was his Latin teacher. Who was this Clement that helped Philip learn his Latin? We don't know. But we know that without his Latin, St. Philip never would have been ordained a priest later on. But he was ordained much later, at 35 years old. He was a very late vocation for the time. But St. Philip had other teachers too, the teachers that taught him how to read and write well. And he gained much from his studies, partly because he was intelligent, but also because he had good teachers. And as last night we reflected a little bit on his grandfather, this holy man who was very influential in Philip's life in an indirect way. He was even named after him. Tonight, we think a little bit about all these unnamed teachers. And all the saints, in fact, had teachers, the names of which we don't really know. And this is encouraging to all of us, because behind every saint, there are many people who live very hidden lives. Our Lord said, there will come a day when all is revealed. What's hidden will be made known. In the end of time, the final judgment, we will see the connection between everyone's life. We will see all the good that people did, all the hidden saints that have existed from the beginning of the world. Let us ask St. Philip to encourage us if we have a fairly hidden life, if we seem to not be very famous, well known. Maybe we're not popular like Philip. Maybe we weren't good looking. Maybe we weren't charming. Maybe we weren't popular with our contemporaries, with older people, with younger people. Maybe we don't have this happy personality that St. Philip had. We have some work to do. And let's ask St. Philip to encourage us to follow the path that we've been set on. God wanted St. Philip for himself, and he wanted him to do a specific work. And he gave him the preparation he needed. But each of us is meant to be encouraging other people. Each of us is meant to be going about doing good. When St. Philip left his native place, maybe some of his teachers thought, oh, well, never hear about this man again. They probably wondered what happened to him. Maybe they heard stories about how he would eventually leave everything. Maybe they thought they'd wasted their time with him. But little did they know that he would be the apostle of Rome, that he would be very responsible for bringing the whole church back from many of its errors, that he would save huge sections of the church from becoming Protestant. Oh, St. Philip, pray for us. We might have confidence that nothing done for the Lord is wasted. Nothing. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.